We're going to do the public comment portion of the evening with some citizen residents to address the Budget Committee.
Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Do we have to stick around for some food?
That is not my decision. I have no decision-making authority.
Give you copies of these.
If people want. So I know all the counselors. I don't know many of the budget committee members, if any of you. My name is Michael Funky, and I am here representing the Central Oregon Coalition for Access, along with Carol Fulkerson and Jordan Oldie here. The three of us are here for the Central Oregon Coalition for Access. I'd just like to read what I just handed out. For the past several months, three members of COCA, Jordan Oldie, Sean Farrell, and myself, have been meeting with three members of the City of Bend's Accessibility Advisory Committee under the direction of Accessibility Manager Karen Morris. Our task is to prioritize the dozens of barrier removal requests that have been submitted to the City Council in September. And we've made considerable progress, I must say. We've had several meetings now, and they're long meetings, they're work meetings, and I think we're doing really well in terms of prioritizing all of those barrier removal requests that were handed to the council in September. And, of course, we deeply appreciate the increased funding for accessibility in this city budget, including, as we note, a significant increase for barrier removal from approximately $30,000 a year to $148,000 over a two-year period. But this will come as no surprise to the members of the council. We feel that more funding is needed for all aspects of accessibility, including the removal of barriers that prevent full access for people with disabilities. Our COVAC committee, our work with Karen Morris, we've identified over 200 priority curb ramps that could cost up to $1 million to build or fix. That's a number that we get from Karen Morris, from her estimates. There's a low, it's somewhere between 600,000 and a million when you add them all up. Of those 200, 100 are, we've identified in our work as high priority needs, curb ramps that need to be built or fixed. And that is just curb ramps that we're talking about. It doesn't include additional barrier removal requests that have come in since September, and Karen Morris can give you more details about that, but people with disabilities are handing in additional barrier removal requests. So we've been told by the city staff, we had a meeting with Karen and... I know your last name. What's your first name?
Sharon.
Thank you. Okay, so we met and we were informed that there is an additional $900,000 that's in reserve that can be used for barrier removal. So we would urge that you include these reserve funds in this budget so that the city can literally ramp up the barrier removal work now. I know we've gone through a period here where the city, and it was alluded to by Eric in the bulletin article that was in the paper this morning, about that the city has often had to say no because of revenue and budget restraints over the last few years during the recession. That recession definitely took its toll. But now we believe is the time to say yes to people with disabilities. So we would urge you to please increase the budget for barrier removal so that we can get this job done and keep moving forward. Any questions? Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Is there anyone else who would like to address the Budget Committee as part of public comment? There being none, I move we end the public comment period and have dinner.
Can I just ask a question before we make you guys wait for dinner a little bit longer? So following up on what Michael just said, I'm just looking at the budget. Where's the line item in the budget? What does that appear under accessibility construction?
For the 900,000? Yeah, it's in the, so if you flip to the blue accessibility tab, and then the first page is the accessibility program. That's the kind of admin program in the general fund. Flip back, so go back a couple of pages, or I guess it's forward a couple of pages, and there's another financial summary for the accessibility construction program. And then at the very bottom, contingency for the biennium is 898,121.
Okay, let's see.
And the barrier removal is in that materials and services.
If the adjusted, so we're increasing the budget overall for accessibility construction from 2.6 to 3.022, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Why did the contingency go up? So that's about, it seems like the contingency amount went up in excess of the increase in that. So why was that?
So we'll talk about this. This is kind of the main discussion point when we get to the accessibility budget. But we have a new project manager that will be funded 50-50 between accessibility construction and transportation construction. So we were waiting until they were hired and on board to work with the accessibility community and Karen to prioritize that spending. So it's basically unspent franchise fees. We've got half the franchise fee revenues coming into accessibility construction. So it's unspent or unprogrammed franchise fee revenues that we budgeted for in reserves with the anticipation of coming back to council with a mid-year budget adjustment next biennium, whether that's first year or during the mid-biennial review and update. Once we kind of have a plan and they have time to program out and figure out how the best use of those funds is.
Okay, great, thanks.
All right then,
dinner time.